This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, the tree to the ground, shattered from the sound.
All right, if you just joined us, I got the DVR up here in the studio of Obama just 20 minutes ago live giving a press conference or a speech, and it's just unbelievable. We've been stopping and starting at random times, and he's taking credit for the 4.2% growth rate, the 4.6 projection. He's taking credit saying his economy is what did this. I haven't seen much of it. It's all horrible. So we're just going to start randomly playing it from early on, this segment, the next, and analyzing it, because I've been told by folks that watched it live, it is a whopper. Because remember, he said it'll never go to 3%. There is no magic wand. Paul Krugman, New York Times. This is crazy. And notice, I've been banned from everything a day out from him now reemerging. It's not just me. Thousands of libertarian, conservative, pro-Trump accounts. It's happening absolutely everywhere right now. And they are making their move. So what do? We don't let them steal our republic or take our First Amendment. You hit the third dimension. You go to colleges. You go to speak at city council. You call into talk radio. You call into C-SPAN. You hand out cards with Infowars.com and say forbidden information. You redouble your efforts, because the reason they're getting so desperate right now, and the reason InfoWarsArmy.com is so critical, is they've got internal polls that have already come out. Even CNN hit the panic button last week and said, okay, it looks like a red wave. Looks like the Trump effect is unstoppable. We are going to lose big. And they said, what are we going to do? And they said, 25th Amendment, get him out now. Get him out now. Publish fake reports. All the people that are they're quoted say, I never said that. There's no tapes of it. It's solid lies. Ladies and gentlemen, so let's go to some more of President Obama telling incredible whoppers. Here it is.
Thanks for people around the world. That's the story of America. A story of progress. Fitful progress, incomplete progress, but progress.
Hit pause. Well, you can tell where this is going. Back it up another minute, please. I haven't even seen this. I know where it's going. Progressivism, progress, things getting better because of bigger government. No, that's not the history of the United States. It's rugged individualism. It's swashbuckling. It's inventiveness. It's the dynamic human spirit. But they act like we have a totally open border, come here, be inducted into racial hatred of white people, and become a socialist under a victim ideology of liberation theology, taught by the Ford Foundation at all the colleges, and then be a balkanized, controlled slave state of the globalist. That's the America he's selling, that's the great America, not the real great America that Trump's talking about, that's about individuals. His is a collectivist model, which he supports. Let's go back to Obama.
We need to hear from you, just a little something.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I've got to back this up to start and begin. Wow, they're not clapping, and he's having to tell them to clap. Wow, this is amazingly train wreckish. Let me just stop right there then. I'm going to try to be a good boy. It's just that everything I see is just cringeworthy failure with some packed audience of low-energy, drooling zombos. When you go to the Capitol, state capitol, or federal, and you see someone that looks like they've had a lobotomy, black, white, old, young, dragging over to you, and they start saying, no NRA, no KKK, you know they've been paid. You know, so this is echoes of Jeb Bush saying, please clap. Come on. But on Colbert, they bring in folks, have the applause. I mean, you know, hit the applause lights. Come on, applause. Sometimes they got folks out front going, come on, come on, come on. Clap. Woo. Yeah, let's bring down America. Have a race war. Woo. Yeah. Oh, ban the guns. Woo. Woo. Be like Venezuela. Woo. We'll be right back. Maybe I should get a laugh track going in the background, you know, like old shows. There you go. Yeah, there's old Colbert. He gets to say Heil Hitler. Anybody else does, their career's over. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I got to tell you, I miss Obama. Because especially now, he literally is riding Trump's magic wand here. He got tired of Michelle's. And he is doing the most incredible stuff you have ever seen. Now, I've only stopped and started this 30-minute speech. I've only seen like 5 minutes of it. It's all whoppers. Every 10 seconds is a galactic-level lie. So let's control ourselves, Owen. Owen Schroyer, riding shotgun, host of the War Room, 3 o'clock Central every day. Let's just write down notes, because it starts out with them not clapping. So he says, oh, just a little applause. Come on. So bombshell, he can't even – he's reemerged after the purge. As Trump said, millions of conservatives and Christians, thousands of prominent people, everyone I know has been banned off major platforms or totally banned or shadow banned. I mean, it's just every hour the numbers are coming in. You had a bunch of your stuff banned yesterday. Everybody that works here, Anthony Cumia had all his stuff banned simultaneously. And they admittedly, the AP, BuzzFeed, all of them, the same minute published huge articles about why I was banned, what I did. I bullied an innocent person. They won't say what. They speculate it was another child, totally made up. That was Oliver Darcy, who is the bully, trying to get an ED platform. So then they have a congressman going, Jones tries to silence the innocent. No, you just silenced me. So everything is inversion, because they're in full panic mode. So Owen's here. We're going to play and try to be good boys and get to this. Because this just, he just concluded this train wreck speech a few minutes ago, and it is the ultimate whopper. I mean, they got caught lying in the last election, and so they said the answer is lies of the next level. Where I've never seen such lying, Owen.
Well, I've been watching this speech from the beginning, and let me tell you, first of all, the biggest difference, the biggest noticeable difference, is Obama no longer has his confidence. He no longer has his swag. He's obviously desperate. He's in fear. Remember, he's been hiding for the last 2 years. So this is like him coming out of the woodworks finally to fight for the Democrat Party, because he's been so scared of whatever is going on behind the scenes.
The possum's crawling out at this point.
But he's not Obama. So he's up there fumbling and stumbling and bumbling all through this speech. Like you said, next level propaganda. I mean, the average American, Alex, listening to an Obama speech when he was president or State of the Union, he was smooth. That was smooth propaganda, baby. The average American's not going to pick up on that. This speech, the average American is going to hear this speech, and their eyes are going to go, whoa, what in the hell is going on here? I have some of the
quotes. Well, I agree. They've gone crazy, because just what I've watched is just like whoppers. I mean, I'm the reason the economy's better. I always said this would happen. No, you said it would never happen.
Oh, you just dipped your foot in the pool, Alex. I'm telling you, and what I'm almost thinking about doing, Alex, is playing Trump's speech last night in Billings, Montana, just total kick-ass, real applause, American power, America's great, we're coming back, we kick-ass, I love you. And then after you play that, play Obama's speech where it's like, America sucked, but I made America great, and everybody's racist and awful, but if I was president, we'd be better, and rich people suck, and white people suck. And it's just like, oh my God. Like, what is going on? How do you have the president of the United States give a rousing, real speech last night telling you how great America is to Obama, the former president, fumbling and bumbling and muttering and stuttering?
Here's why he knows they're screwed. They can destroy me. They can even maybe even kill Trump. People now are awake. They've got the internal polls. And they're even, like I said, the Democrats hit the panic button last week in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and CNN. They said, no, it's a red wave. We're screwed. And so they said the Trump effect is in full effect. He's unstoppable. America hates us now. What are we going to do? And that's when Panetta, the former head of the CIA and the former head of the NSA, Hayden, came out and said, we need to stop now. But the problem is Trump derangement syndrome. They're coming on like a stampede of crazy cows.
Yeah, they can't stop. That's the most incredible thing.
Yeah, there it is. Trump bump has become a tsunami.
Let's just go to this Obama speech. I'm telling you, Alex, the average American... And everyone rebroadcast this. They rebroadcast this on every major news.
They ban us, and then this is what they ought to be banning. I'm sorry, folks. Here, just go to it.
He said,
"Is it really that hard to say Nazis are bad?"
The point that is essential to American democracy is that in a government of and by and for the people, there should be no permanent ruling class.
Which is what Trump upset.
They're only citizens.
And it's the ruling class.
Through their elected and temporary representatives determine our course and determine our character. I'm here today because this is one of those pivotal moments when every one of us, as citizens of the United States, need to determine just who it is that we are. Just what it is that we stand for.
As citizens, huh?
And as a fellow citizen.
He's a globalist.
They don't have the citizens on the
But as
the
a fellow
census.
Citizen, I'm here to deliver a simple message, and that is that you need to vote because our democracy depends on it.
Well, you didn't have to ask for that applause.
It's coming up. We'll be backing up enough. We'll get the non-applause in here in a minute.
Now, some of you may think I'm exaggerating when I say this November's elections are more important than any I can remember in my lifetime.
Oh, that's true. Well, a rare moment of truth.
I know politicians say that all the time. I have been guilty of saying it a few times, particularly when I was on the ballot.
Yes, you're guilty of.
But just a glance at recent headlines should tell you that this moment really is different.
Read our corporate news.
The stakes really are higher. The consequences of any of us sitting on the sidelines are more dire. And it's not as if we haven't had big elections before or big choices to make in our history. Fact is, democracy has never been easy. And our founding fathers argued about everything.
Founding fathers.
We waged a civil war.
He's trying to sound like an American now, but he's not.
Came to pressure.
He's a globalist.
We've lurched from eras of great progressive change to periods of retrenchment. Still, most Americans alive today, certainly the students who are here, have operated under some common assumptions about who we are and what we stand for. Out of the turmoil of the Industrial Revolution and the Great Depression, America adapted a new economy, a 20th century economy, guiding our free market with regulations to protect health and safety and fair competition.
Oh, yeah.
Empowering workers with union
China.
Movements.
And shipping your jobs to China.
Investing in science and infrastructure and educational institutions like U of I. Strengthening our system of primary and secondary education.
All right, hit pause. This is really hard to hear. Because I was listening later when all the Whopper lies.
Yeah. This is the beginning. He's kind of greasing the crowd right now. He starts laying out the propaganda and starts fumbling and bumbling like a miserable fool pretty soon here.
All right, we'll come back on the other side. This is really hard to watch. We're going to do it, but it gets really hilarious here in a minute. We'll cover it all on the other side. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that he represents the folks that don't want you to be wealthy or successful or independent. He represents those that want you to live in austerity and poor to control your life. He admits that. He goes to Africa and says, you have to stay poor. This guy is a monster. We are asking you. We're not funded by the Rockefellers. We're not funded by the globalists. We're not funded by any of these people. We are funded by you. And so when you buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, just pause it. It's good. I'm just going to tell him, stop it there. That's good. Thank you. I want to come back where we were at. Thank you. Again, I'm always directing things in here on air live. I'm sorry. It's part of the distraction stuff and why I go crazy. But anyways, most people should not be doing a radio TV show and then directing it themselves live on air. But I just want to come back with the interview where it was at, or with Obama. Anyways, if you don't fund us, we won't be here. We won't be able to operate, and they'll be able to shut us down. And we've got great products that you need.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so you're learning about this as we're learning about it. This just ended a few minutes ago. We've got the whole thing taped, and we've got the headlines. Owen watched a bunch of it. It's headlines like, Obama angry, Trump taking credit for his economy. These are the headlines that are going out. So he was just busy telling us about what America's real history is, about government coming and making it great. Owen, you've got some of these quotes, but let's just get right back into what the president, former President Obama, was just saying. Here it is.
The status quo pushes back.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Sometimes the backlash comes from people who are 15 in 2016. And anyway, I digress.
That's a total lie.
So we made progress, but, and this is the truth, my administration couldn't reverse 40-year trends in only 8 years.
Trump did it in two.
Especially once Republicans took over the House of Representatives in 2010 and decided to block everything we did.
Except Obamacare.
Even things they used to support. So we pulled the economy out of crisis, but to this day, too many people who once felt solidly middle class still feel very real and very personal economic insecurity.
Which they want to keep going.
Even though we took out bin Laden and wound down.
Tell me, Alex, this is about to get unreal, man.
In Iraq and our combat role in Afghanistan and got Iran to halt its nuclear program. The world's still full of threats.
His nose is like growing 50 feet long.
It comes streaming through people's televisions every single day. And these challenges get people worried. And it frays our civic trust. And it makes a lot of people feel like the fix is in and the game is rigged. And nobody's looking out for them.
Except Trump.
Especially those communities outside our big urban centers.
Rigged by this guy.
And even though your generation is the most diverse in history, with a greater acceptance and celebration,
you're taking their basic freedom
differences than ever before.
That's your new freedom, is your diversity, not any those real wealth or freedom.
Conditions that are ripe for exploitation by politicians.
Like you do in communist China.
And no shame about tapping into America's dark history of racial and ethnic and religious division.
South American says you can't be wealthy. He goes to Africa and says that. He'll talk about the dark past. So you can't be part of America. That's what he's saying.
Appealing to fear. Pitting one group against another.
Well, that's what you do.
Telling people that order and security will be restored if it weren't for those who don't look like us or don't sound
no,
like us.
No, you're letting criminals in and not vetting people. People get checked when they go to his house. There's security at his house.
Listen, he's fumbling though, Alex.
We can't have a border.
And in a healthy democracy, it doesn't work. Our antibodies kick in.
Oh, and ban all the free speech?
Well, from across the political spectrum, call out the bigots and the fear mongers.
That's all they do is call people racist that aren't.
Compromise and get things done.
Because they're the racist race baiters.
And promote the better angels of our nature. But when there's a vacuum in our democracy, when we don't vote,
that's the left.
When we take our basic rights and freedoms for granted, when we turn away and stop paying attention.
The factories come back. The jobs come back.
Stop engaging.
Double the number of blacks vote for Trump. Yeah, he's scared. He's really
look
scared.
Look for the newest diversion, the electronic versions of bread and circuses.
Oh, that was very telling. The electronic versions of bread and circuses.
Yeah,
that's what corporate media is. That's what all the brainwashing is.
So this is right when the propaganda, though, for some reason our stream is cut here, but this is right when the propaganda, Alex, starts going next level. And the average American, normally the smooth-talking propagandist, snake-tongued Obama, could trick the average American with a speech like this, but he's lost his swagger. He's clearly frazzled. He's been in hiding, and I think we know why.
Because they'd artificially sold the country out and had external tariffs set up. Like, he attacks the tax cut. China had a 15% tax on corporations. We had a 40, so everybody moved there. Trump goes to 15 to match him. That's fair trade. He goes to 40 to match him. China goes to zero, and so Apple and Google move there. But he's saying it's bad that we're even being competitive. Continue.
Then other voices fill the void. A politics of fear and resentment and retrenchment takes hold.
That's what they push on the universities.
He's the one telling you should be scared if you're not white. That's him.
The complex problems. No promise to fight for the little guy, even as they cater to the wealthiest and most powerful.
That's him.
No promise to clean up corruption.
This is why people left Obama.
Wander away. They start undermining norms that ensure accountability and try to change the rules to entrench their power further.
Oh, that means he won't let them sell out to Russia or China.
What, you mean like signing the NDAA to legalize propaganda?
Yeah.
To entrench your power further?
Mm-hmm.
That was Trump, right?
No, that was Obama put the CIA group in to take us off air.
Oh, so that was Obama. Oh.
Yeah.
Now, understand, this is not just a matter of Democrats versus Republicans or liberals versus conservatives.
And he's the one that also illegally spied on Trump during the campaign and after he got caught lying about it.
That's
right.
Very Nixonian.
Caught red-handed.
Both parties. Southern Democrats were the bigger defenders of slavery.
Wow.
One thing he said
was true. Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, to end it.
We've been saying that for years.
Dixiecrats filibustered anti-Lynch.
Shows how they're grabbing all our rhetoric because they know we're winning.
Next, he goes to status quo.
And although it was a Democratic president and a majority Democrat Congress, spurred on by young marchers and protesters, they got the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act over the finish line. Those historic laws also got passed because of the leadership of Republicans, like Illinois' own Everett Dirksen.
Illinois? Oh, they're going to be mad at him for that.
So neither party has had a monopoly on wisdom.
Yeah,
even I know that.
Neither party has been exclusively responsible for us going backwards instead of forward.
So he's attacking Dinesh D'Souza's truth that it was Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act. He acted like, oh, they helped a little. No, you're a damn liar.
Because sometimes we hear, a plague on both your houses.
I think only like a handful of Democrats voted for it. You can pull up the famous vote.
They fought it even after the vote.
Oh, look, he just gave him a little bit of credit, though. There were a few Republicans for it.
That's Dinesh D'Souza that I put in jail. You know, maybe there was some accuracy in his film.
Well, Jim Thompson was governor. Got a lot of good. But you know,
D'Souza is an effing white male.
You just wait until Obama starts talking about Nazis.
We have another guest joining us, but we're going to get the big enchiladas because the parts towards the end where there have been some whoppers, but he starts taking credit for the economy and then says that, you know, despite Trump.
Thank you, Obama. I think Obama may have just cost the Democrats a blue wave.
He basically says it's like pregnant. He goes, I was pregnant. It just took longer, and now we've had the baby.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
So, CNN is very famous for bullying people. Woman receives abuse, threats of violence after CNN tracks down, publicly shames her for sharing Russian event on Facebook, which it wasn't a Russian event. A Russian bot posted a link on her Facebook page. And again, you can go hire Russian bots. You can hire Australian bots, Brazilian bots. The most bots come out of the U.S. and Canada and England. This is the tech in China. But remember that? CNN blackmails source of Donald Trump wrestling video to come out and apologize or they would dox them. Remember all that? But CNN's Oliver Darcy has had me banned. He's a public figure and a man, for confronting him at the Capitol and saying, how dare you lobby to have us take all of these platforms and attack our sponsors and go around and police things. And then he just arrogantly went and complained, and they said, you're blown out the airlock. And, of course, they then all worked with mainstream media to announce why I was banned, all nebulous, saying that I was bullying. Yes, full-grown adults at the Capitol that have literally been racketeering against me and bullying me. I knew when I did that he'd do that. I even said it after I left. I think I even said it on the tape. In fact, I said, I bet I'll be banned for bullying this guy that bullied me. Because it's all subjective, but it doesn't matter. The guy gets 100 retweets. He has the whole power of CNN behind him that no one watches to try to get viewers, and he does it. He's a joke. And that whole system's coming down. But look at this. In the U.S., a lot of twisted people have access to guns. That's why Alex Jones' InfoWars were too dangerous not to be banned. That's Yahoo News. And he called Darcy to his face a rat. Well, that's what he is, going around tattling, lying, evil. I said, you're like the Hitler Youth. Well, the left constantly calls us Nazis. Jones made negative references to his eyes, which looks remarkably mild, slightly bemused to me when I watched it, and accused him of smiling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow. They said all sorts of stuff like that about me on Comedy Central.
It's a great description.
So, but the point is, this guy goes around lobbying to have me taken down and then lies to our face with pure arrogance. And it's, oh, my God, take the guns away. Take the free speech away because Jones is a bully and is going to get people shot. Wow. Well, that banned video is in the video feed at InfoWars.com, and it's linked on the story on DrudgeReport.com right in the middle column where it says Alex Jones, they're trying to shut us up. You can go see all the banned videos that are now going viral and see for yourself. You see the monster that wrote more than 30 articles that called publishers and got people fired that were even talking about publishing a book that I was doing and runs around saying, look, this violates that. And then they've been ordered at Twitter by the Democrats and others that when these fact checkers, Jack Dorsey testified about that, when God calls, when Oliver Darcy calls, it's over. You just ban it. You just do it. I want to go back to this Obama clip where he really gets into the whoppers here in just a moment. But this is where we are. Now, we're building our own YouTube. Mike Adams has built his own Real.Video. We're doing a lot of big things. But really the power to resist these globalists is that I'm going to announce sometime this afternoon at InfoWars.com. You got to go there to see it. That a time I'm going to do a special live internet-only transmission tomorrow, the first, where it's just our streams and just our feed, and it will send a notification to the free Android or iPhone app at InfoWars.com/app, InfoWars official. And the power of you to then say an hour or two before, hey, he's about to go live. Let's say I'm going to go live at 4 o'clock tomorrow with Critical Intel. You can tell everybody, hey, go get the app, the verboten app at InfoWars.com/app, or just go to InfoWars.com. It'll be on the front page of the site tomorrow. And I'm going to have some special guests and things like that and some big exclusive news. That just like I told you on Tuesday, hey, Wednesday you want to tune in. Did I not deliver? Okay, and then I said, tune in tomorrow, you'll have giant news, and it did not get crazy on Thursday. And I've got even bigger news that I'm not at liberty to cover yet, but we're going to cover it tomorrow. I made the decision to go public with it before I go to the FBI. So that's what's going on here because Mueller made his move. We have got incredible information. All I want to say is thank you, Matt Drudge, for caring about America and having courage. And thank you for being the only organization and group that has had our back and had the courage to be a trailblazer for 10 years. And what you've done outside of our audience and outside of God and outside of this crew and my family, Matt Drudge is the key stone to this. And Matt Drudge is an American hero and an icon and a true maverick, a trailblazer, a game changer. And without him, InfoWars would have been defeated long ago. So he's under attack. Go to his site, click on his sponsors, pray for him, support him. Matt Drudge is a one in a billion. He is an absolute game changer. And there's a lot of talk in this world, but let me tell you, that's the game changer right there. You, the viewers, the game changer. And it's true. We're bringing in as much money for August and September as we've ever brought in. But I have a bigger crew. I have Soros financing a bunch of lawsuits that I can beat if I can finance fighting. Hands down, we will win them. The stuff they're doing is not in law. No matter how much emotion or lies or propaganda or how much they try to try it in the press, we've already got a bunch of them thrown out. But we got big top law firms that bankrupted Remington, you name it, coming after us. If you buy the products that you already need and steadfastly support us, I promise you, I will never compromise or back down or give in. I'll never compromise anyway. So they could have a gun to my head. I wouldn't sell out. But, you know, at a certain point, the soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. But you have my 1,000,000,000% commitment that I'm never going to back down or never falter or waver as much as I can. But literally, you buying products is like giving somebody in a desert hike water or food. And these are products you need. So the Labor Day specials are extended throughout this weekend, and then they're over. And we're talking 50% off on all our best sellers. These are great products you need. The T-shirts are the best we've ever had, the best fabric, the best quality, so many designs, so many great ways to spread the word. But if you get things like coffee or supplements that you're going to want every 15 days, every month, every 2 months, it goes all the way out to like a year. You can, you know, sign up for auto ship out to a year. Cancel anytime. It's free. There's 5% Patriot points on top of it. 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. Free shipping on order $50 or more. There's so many specials, so many deals that all these products we don't make money on. I mean, Patriot Blend coffee cost me like $12. And it's a good deal at $17.95. I mean, they sell the exact same stuff in Whole Foods for $25. So one thing we need to do is probably raise prices. I just love to give you a great deal. It's got 700-plus reviews on Power Reviews, 97% positive. It's just a high-quality medium roast. We have several others as well from the Chiapas farmers. Basically, it's right on the border with Guatemala. It is amazing. Wake Up America coffee. That's something you want to order every month. And just doing that, reordering the Super Blue toothpaste, fluoride-free, colloidal silver fortified, iodine fortified, get that back in. It's great concentrated toothpaste. Yeah, we make like $3-4 on that. But it's the ultimate turmeric bodies. It's the fish oil for you and your children. All these are the best quality products out there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, we have Dr. Steve Pachenik coming up later to give us his take on these bans, the election 60 days out and more. Owen's going to be riding shotgun with me. We have another gentleman who's running for Senate against the fake Indian Pocahontas show. We've got Sheba for Senate joining us. And so much more. I didn't get to the really bad parts of Obama yet, but I'll do that with Pachenik. And when we upload this to InfoWars.com, from the point we were at, let's just make a note where it gets to the real whoppers, where he says, Trump didn't do the economy, I did it, America still sucks, America's KKK. I mean, it is crazy. Yeah, you've got Clinton. Most blacks in jail, says their animals must be brought to heel like super predators. Most blacks on welfare, that's Obama. So Clinton's most blacks in jail. Obama's most blacks on welfare, and Trump is most blacks with jobs and highest wages ever. Just a fact. Delivering the goods like he's always done. That's what he does. Faithful and truthful servant, Donald Trump. And we are your faithful and truthful servants as well. Straight ahead, more. Stay with us. Spread those live links. That's how you defeat the censors.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers: it works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Say something that is very, very important here, and I don't know how to say it is the problem. I feel like we get up here and we laugh and we joke a little too much, and I'm not blaming you, I'm not blaming me, but as patriots, as rugged individualists, we're pretty tough. The left is good at whining and bitching and complaining, and you know, they're having testimony, people saying, Trump's killing me, Kavanaugh's killing me. It's all this drama queening. He's Hitler, oh, we're all dead. Meanwhile, they're literally funded by George Soros, the Nazi collaborator. But thousands and thousands of prominent libertarians and conservatives have all been banned. They banned me off Twitter and say because I bullied people, when it's Darcy, this CNN guy that's getting me banned everywhere. He's a monster. He's a full-grown man. He's on national TV. I get in his face and I say, you are a liar and a fraud and anti-free speech. How dare you?
Full-grown man.
And they have articles going, in the U.S., a lot of twisted people have access to guns. That's why Alex Jones and InfoWars were too dangerous not to be banned. He compared Darcy, the CNN journalist, Oliver Darcy, to Hitler Youth. And I said, you're like the last stringer. You're horrible. You're low quality. And the globalists prop CNN up to stop, you know, the Allies' advance on Berlin like Hitler Youth. I was saying you're being used. It was a very nuanced literary thing. It wasn't like, you're a Nazi, go to hell. Hell, Twitter would give you an award for that if I'd said that to some conservative. So everything they do, they claim we're doing. So I'm banned because I talk bad to the guy that got us banned everywhere. Because I'm claiming he got me banned, which is true, so now I'm banned for daring talk to him. And then they all colluded and knew it was going to happen hours before and wrote articles and admit they were colluding on it. That is crazy. It's also been put in the London Independent. So they're now combining the First Amendment with the Second Amendment and saying, take them both. Now, our next guest has been hit with exactly this. He's showing nicely in the polls. Shiva Idurai is our guest, and it's vashiva.com. It's a Central Shiva for Senate.com. He'll give us the best websites, but everybody knows who he is. He's been on the show. He's the inventor of email on record. He's a big engineer, big scientist, MIT, whole nine yards. And he has been barred, or they're trying to bar him from the debates because the fake Indian, Pocahontas, cannot have the real thing there, a businessman, to confront her. So great to have you here during this great season of banning. You're, I know, having to sue to be part of the debates because she doesn't want to actually stand on the battlefield of ideas like a authoritarian leftist. She wants to shut down your speech. So thanks for joining us, Shiva.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Yeah, basically, Whitey doesn't want Darkie on the stage.
Well, let's break that down. So you're saying, because if I say it, the media will clip it out and say I said it to you. What are you saying?
Well, what I mean by that, Alex, is Elizabeth Warren claims she's for blacks and minorities and poor, right? And here you have a minority, you know, as someone who came through the legal immigrant process, struggled as it went through the American journey, education, innovation, right, immigration, all those processes. And I would consider myself an embodiment of the American dream. Elizabeth Warren needs to step aside and let a real American worker, a real inventor, an educator really represent the state and be a real part of the U.S. Senate. Instead, what she's doing is she's colluded with a fake Trumper, a guy called Dirty Deal, who voted for Joe Biden, has a Saudi lobbyist as his campaign manager, and they colluded to not even invite me to the debates. I'm a bona fide candidate. You know, our volunteers who are here, we got 20,000 signatures to get on the ballot. We struggled out there. We played by the rules. And what Warren did was right after the primaries, in fact, midnight before the primary, she said, I will debate the Republican. Well, what about the darky Indian guy? Is he just a illegitimate, you know, quote unquote bastard, right? So that's how they want to treat the American people, because this is not about me. It's the fact that the Republicans and Democrats in Massachusetts, by the way, there's only one party in Massachusetts, the Democrats, and they have another face called the Republicans. The guy that won the primary, again, I said this guy voted for Biden, switched from Republican to Democrat. The same time Warren went from Democrat, I mean, Republican to Democrat, he went from Democrat to Republican. So what you have is you have a uniparty system. And they really want to keep freedom of choice out. What we did, Alex, was I was thinking this was going to happen. So we sent a legal notice to the University of Massachusetts, which is a federally funded government institution, which will be hosting these three debates, which I'm excluded of. And we told them that's a violation of free speech because you can't really attack the private media companies, but you can expose the University of Massachusetts, by the way, which is run by a former Democrat, one of the most corrupt politicians called Marty Meehan. And so it's clear the Republicans and Democrats said, we got to keep that darky real Indian off of the stage because he's going to cause problems. Because you know when I'm on the stage, Alex, I'm going to expose the hell out of her. I'll mop the floor with her. But she's put this fake Trumper on there. The fake Indian wants a fake Trumper to mislead all the Massachusetts voters that he's a Trumper, to take it away from the real guy who's anti-establishment, from the real guy who supported the president. So that's the insidious game, but we're not going to let them get away with it. Wednesday, if they don't put me on stage, Alex, we're going to file a federal lawsuit. And you know I do pretty well with lawsuits.
That's right. Let's spend a few minutes talking about what you would say on the debate stage against her, what you would hit her with in your first opening three-minute statement.
Well, the first thing I'd hit her with, and the other guys, the establishment is one. The Republicans and Democrats have been colluding against the working people of this country. I would hit her with the fact that, A, you voted for the Monsanto Protection Act. You voted yay for it. You voted to support corrupt defense contractors. You wanted to bomb Syria, and you wanted a bigger military budget than Trump. You're an imperialist globalist. And the third thing I'd hit her with very hard was that her Dodd-Frank destroyed 1,200 community banks. that she is not a champion of everyday working people. She's not a champion of the poor. She has created segregation in Massachusetts. The average net worth of a black person is $8. And the average net worth of a poor white person is never spoken about. I would hit her with the fact that she is part of the deep state. She is part of Harvard University, which she's never, ever criticized. And Harvard is the epicenter and the alpha and omega of the deep state. That's what I'd bring about, Alex, because that would expose her to the, you know, the liberals who are being misled, but it would also share with the true Trumpers, the true Republicans, that the Republican Party of Massachusetts has no interest in defending their interests. They actually work with the Democrats and collude to keep real Republicans like me out of the debate, and we're not going to let them get away with
it. And that's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing on the censorship against us, is a lot of the Republicans are for it, like Marco Rubio. What do you think about what's happened to me and thousands of other prominent conservative leaders and millions of people? As Trump said, there is a total crackdown 60 days out. It's outrageous. What do you think Trump should do? I know he's readying a arsenal of action.
First of all, Alex, I thought the way you hit Rubio was awesome. You know, I don't think any other real journalist would have hit him like that. The guy's a complete, I use this technical word called scumbag, and that's what Marco Rubio is. He's never stood for any principles but himself, so I thought what you did was great. Now, relative to what they've done to you and the attack on you, it's an attack on the foundation of the principles of this country, which was First Amendment, which was we have access to free discourse, free speech. And the reason the founders set that up is so you have an opportunity to have a whole range of views, so people can listen to a whole range of views, and they believed that people had a brain of their own so they could come to decisions. By trying to ban you, you know, leave people like me off a debate stage, they want to narrow it and control it. It's a centralization of power.
No, I agree. And what do you think of the new role of the corporate press openly cheerleading to have everyone libertarian, everyone nationalist, everyone free market removed, and then horrible race baiting to make everyone fight with each other? This is so criminal. I think it's going to backfire, A, and then B, I want to hold you over and ask you, we played a lot of this earlier, did you see Obama hours ago taking credit for the Trump economy? This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you look at Barack Obama, you know, he went to this place called Harvard Law School. You don't have to be that smart to go there. A lot of idiots go there. Obama has never created anything in his life. So obviously he wants to take credit for something because he's trying to rewrite his legacy. That's what Obama's about. That's what most of these so-called politicians are about. But at the fundamental level, Alex, we actually have a solution. And I've talked about it before on how we can actually overcome this attack on free speech. And maybe we should talk about it when we get back. But it's fundamentally using the framework of the institutions that the founders set up. One of them is called the United States Postal Service, which was actually set up to protect free speech. We need to resurrect that and really use that institution to offer what I call a federal digital service that will protect email, social media. That's a service by the people.
Oh,
for
you're
the
showing
people.
A story you're talking about. They actually set the post office up because they wanted people to be able to accurately communicate, because before the Crown would manipulate mail and stuff.
Exactly. The Postal Service was set up. It was the teeth behind the First Amendment. Up until 1970, nearly 70%.
And it was the secret of the federal expansion, the whole country being formed. Was communications and accurate communications and fair communications. Sheba's so smart. We'll come back and talk about that and a lot more in the third hour. Whatever you do, share the live links. Tell folks at the local stations you're listening to. That's how we override Hillary and Soros. It's how we beat the enemy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.